And as we've been hearing this morning, the GAA legend Mick O'Dwyer has died at the age of 88. He won 4 All-Irelands as a player and a further 8 as the manager of the brilliant Kerry team of the 1970s and 80s. And one man who won 5 All-Irelands under Mickle is Jimmy Deanahan, the former sports minister and Kerry player, and also joining us, the current Kerry GAA manager, Jack O'Connor. Jimmy Deanahan, I'll start with you and that legendary team and the legend that was Mick O'Dwyer. Your favourite memories?
Well, Anna, first of all, thank you for having me on. It's a very, very sad morning, obviously, and my condolences goes to his wife, Geraldine, John, Carol, Robbie, his sons. And it's a sad day for the whole GAA community, I suppose, but also the sporting community, because he was revered across all sports and respected. So I have great memories of Mick O'Dwyer, going right back, actually, to the early 70s, when I was a student. I used to go to America, travel with him over to play football in New York, and we built up a very close friendship and, I suppose, understanding. Again, I was one of his team up to 1982, and I had just great respect for him as a trainer, as someone you'd listen to, that you would do what he would tell you and so forth. And he was one of the greatest managers ever. Coaches, trainers, he was everything, psychologist in Gaelic football, there's no doubt about it.
And not every player, brilliant player, can go on and become an even more brilliant manager, but he did. What was the quality he had?
Well, I think that he went out to look for the best training methods. And before he started training us, even at that time, he went to Manchester United, I think Liverpool, and he changed the whole method of training for Gaelic football in Kerry at that particular time. And it was very specific training. It was very much related to the game of football. We didn't waste any time doing things that we shouldn't be doing or needn't be doing. So it was very driven in speed, in ball handling, in accuracy and so forth. So he was exceptional for his time, there's no doubt about it. He was way ahead of his time as regards his training methods.
And Jack O'Connor, you of course visited Mick O'Dwyer with the Cup the last... When was that?
Morning, Anna. Morning, Jimmy. That was in 2022 after we won the All-Ireland. And I the same evening, actually, I was visiting my parents' grave at the New Chapel Cross, which is about a mile from Mico's house, and we were so near the house, we decided we'd go down on the off chance, you know, that he was there and whatever. So we spent a pleasant half an hour with him and my young fella Kian took a picture, and it was just with a mobile phone, and it happened to win, I think, McNamee Award for Sports Picture of the Year, which was lovely. So that was 3 years ago, 2022.
Yeah, there's a lot of people remembering that picture this morning. Being Kerry manager, I mean, it's, you know, the pinnacle, isn't it, of GAA sport, but it also brings a huge pressure with it. Did Mick O'Dwyer ever give you any advice, Jack?
I mean, even that evening, you know, which was just 3 years ago, he would have given me plenty of advice. Yeah, he was actually lucky, because set the standards for all of us, you know, and we're all only kind of trotting after him. The record he had with that team, you know, between 75 and 88, with Jimmy's team there, they won 8 All-Irelands in 12 years, and sure, that'll never be, that'll never be matched again. He was just a great man, and the standards he said, I was just thinking there when Jimmy was talking about, you know, the standards that he set in 75 with that young team. I mean, himself and Kevin Heffernan that time, they just drove the standards of Gaelic football to new levels, because they were competing against each other, two driven men, and I think the GAA has an awful lot to be thankful to both of them for, and particularly to Mick O'Dwyer, because he was just such a great ambassador for the GAA. And after leaving Kerry, of course, he spread the gospel to 3 or 4 other counties like Kildare and Laois, yeah, and Wicklow, and finished up with Clare.
Yeah. So they got a just, bit of his just, gold dust, yeah.
Just an amazing man, and Nivigil Hayd on the reach, there's no doubt about that.
Sinead Gutierrez, Jimmy Deanahan on Focal Square.
Yeah, look, Nico was and is revered all over the country and also beyond as well. And certainly his legend will endure. There's no doubt about Nico Dwyer would be remembered as long as GAA's played.
Sinead, Gurumila Mahagav, and may he rest in peace.